Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Do you agonize over purchasing decisions? If you do, chances are that the same decision will be just as hard for you when you face it in the future. Daniel Laddick, associate professor of marketing at Seton Hall University, explains why.
In Greek mythology, Sisyphus was condemned by Zeus for eternity to roll a boulder up a steep hill, only to have it roll back down again as punishment for his betrayals. Often when a task is perpetual or repetitive, it is described as Sisyphean. Certain consumers also act just like Sisyphus when making a choice. These consumers are called maximizers. Maximizers strive to make the perfect choice, expending extensive time and energy thinking about all possible options. By contrast, satisficers also expend time and energy, but strive for good enough and move on without buyer's remorse. One would expect a maximizer to use knowledge from a previous shopping trip for future purchases. However, results from two studies, including a national random sample, showed that maximizers' intention to repurchase at a retail store was weaker than satisficers for the same purchase amount, hence the Sisyphus effect. Even with higher feelings of buyer's remorse, these feelings have less impact on maximizers' purchase intentions, emphasizing maximizers' disregard for past experiences. What this means to retailers is less repeat purchases from maximizing customers. Retailers can help mitigate the maximizer customer problem by creating categories, such as good, better, or best. Maximizers struggle with too many choices or too much information to process to make that perfect choice. With the illusion of smaller choice, a maximizer might not examine all digital cameras, but only one subset of cameras in their reduced consideration set. And because satisficers make choices more easily, what is good for the maximizer will also be good for the satisficer.
That was Daniel Laddick of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.